Welcome to the Sports Report for Wednesday, December 11th. I'm Mark Daniels. It's going to be a big day for Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers, who said on his radio show Tuesday at ESPN Milwaukee when he practiced last week trying to come back from his broken collarbone, he experienced too much pain. So he's going to try again this week.
Try and do some of the things I did last week without pain. See how my body responds to it on Thursday and go from there. But, there's a lot of variables in this, the scan being one of them, and the scan last week did not show healing like we wanted it to. And that paired with the pain I experienced at practice obviously kept me out of the game. We would need a different different results and different responses to be able to get on the field this week.
Packers are preparing Matt Flynn to start in Sunday's showdown with the Dallas Cowboys, two teams fighting for their playoff lives. The Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame announced its class of 2014 on Tuesday. Running back Amon Green will enter the hall as the all-time rushing leader in franchise history, making a run straight into immortality.
I think I did a little something when I was here in Green Bay playing football. So, you know, from my standpoint, I'm always been humble, always been modest about what I did. Wasn't really a stats guy, was always a hard worker, and I made sure I brought my A game.
Joining Amon will be the Pack's number one draft choice out of USC in 1985, offensive tackle Ken Rutgers, who manned the left side of the Packer offensive line for over a decade.
I am honored to be inducted with Amon and humbled to have been chosen for induction into the Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame. When I received the call, the news, I was flabbergasted. It took several days for the reality of this honor to sink in.
Both will be inducted at a ceremony at the Lambeau Field Atrium in July. In the NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks went to Chicago and beat the Bulls at the United Center, 78-74. John Henson, 25 points, 14 rebounds, 6 block shots. One of the most productive games of his young career, but he says that's still a work in progress.
I think it's just kind of figuring out what I need to do as far as out there. And, I'm still a young player. This is my second year, 20 games in. So, I'm learning on the roll. I'm learning on the go. So, that's all you can do.
Brandon Knight added 19 points and 10 rebounds as the Bucks get their fifth win of the year against 16 losses. They're back home on Wednesday night hosting the San Antonio Spurs in Milwaukee. Spurs in Toronto beat the Raptors 116-103. Cleveland Cavaliers routed the New York Knicks 109-94. Kyrie Irving with 37. Two of the best teams in the Eastern Conference hooked up. The Indiana Pacers beat the Miami Heat 90-84. Roy Hibbert leading the way with 24 points. Said there were several keys to the victory.
Defense, no transition. Buckets for them, and ball movement on our end. The ball was too stagnant in the first half, and too many guys weren't hot potato on the ball.
Pacers are 10-0 at home. Brooklyn beat Boston 104-96. Oklahoma City gets 30 from Kevin Durant and beating the Atlanta Hawks 101-92. It was Minnesota 121, Detroit 94. Kevin Love, 26 points, 16 rebounds. And Phoenix gets 31 from Goran Dragic and beating the Lakers 114-108. Kobe Bryant, 20 points in his second game back this season from his Achilles tendon surgery. In college basketball, the Green Bay Phoenix could not parlay the momentum from their win over Virginia at home by falling to Eastern Michigan on the road 67-58. Phoenix couldn't solve the Eastern Michigan zone defense, shooting only 35% from the floor. Alec Brown in foul trouble early. Green Bay trailed 29-18 at the half. Brown would finish with 19 points. Kiefer Sykes had 13. 18 turnovers did not help. Green Bay now 5-3 on the season. They'll stay out on the road at South Dakota on Saturday. On Wednesday night at the Kohl Center, the 10-0 Wisconsin Badgers will take on 8-2 UW Milwaukee. Bo Ryan's Badgers ranked number 4 in the Associated Press poll, number 6 in the coaches poll. But from Ryan's perspective, it's what poll?
This team's attention will be on the clips from Saturday and the UWM scouting report. That's all we'll talk about.
10th-ranked Kentucky beat Boise State 70-55. Number 19, Florida, over 13th-ranked Kansas 67-61. And number 16, Gonzaga beat West Virginia 80-76. On the ice, the Buffalo Sabres shaded the Ottawa Senators 2-1 in a shootout. Washington beat Tampa Bay 6-5 in a shootout. Alex Ovechkin with 4 goals, and they needed them all as Ovechkin and the Caps found themselves down 3-0.
It's kind of a hard situation, but it's good for our team. Like, we come back, we stick together, where nobody is screaming at each other, and, you know, we stay as a group and, you know, win the game. It's huge.
Columbus Blue Jackets beat the New Jersey Devils 5-4. Martin Jones with 30 saves, leading the LA Kings to a 6-0 shutout of Montreal. Florida gets by Detroit 3-2 in a shootout. Nashville, a 4-1 victory over the New York Rangers. St. Louis edges Winnipeg 2-1. The Chicago Blackhawks scored 4 in the second to beat Dallas 6-2. Phoenix, a 3-1 win over Colorado. Boston gets by Calgary 2-1. Edmonton over Carolina 5-4 in overtime. Jordan Eberle with the game-winning goal. And the New York Islanders beat the San Jose Sharks 3-2 in a shootout. Green Bay Gamblers fell at home to the Chicago Steel on Tuesday night. 6-3 the final. Gamblers 12-7-4 on the season. And from the winter meetings in Major League Baseball, a trade. The Los Angeles Angels send Mark Trumbo to the Arizona Diamondbacks for left-handed pitcher Tyler Skaggs. And they also get left-hander Hector Santiago from the Chicago White Sox, who will get Adam Eaton in return in that three-team deal. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.